So, my name's Anthony Schultz. This is Rage Quit, and we are in the third part of our series of podcast episodes covering best and worst gaming communities.
Da-da-da.
Yeah. you can follow me on Twitter at Anthony R. Schultz, and you can also hit us up on YouTube and Twitch at AS Inquisitor.
Oh, yes.
I'm joined today by my lovely wife.
I'm Ariel Schultz. You can follow me at MerHobbit.
And then today we have a guest host. So would you like to introduce yourself, sir?
Yes. What's up? My name's Brandon. Owner of AFK Clothing Company. You can follow them on Instagram and Twitter as well, at AFK Clothing Company. And myself on Twitter at Mr. Tidwell Skills.
Heck yeah.
Oh yeah.
And AFK Clothing Co. is actually our sponsor for Twitch and these podcasts.
They are, and we have quite a bit of clothing and cups from them.
Yeah, heck yeah. if you would like, you can head on over to AFK Clothing Co. and you can throw in ASI into the promo code box and get 8% off.
Yep, it's just ASI. Definitely appreciate it. We love it. It's awesome. All right, well, so Anthony will start us off because I play games, as I explained many times before, but not as often. And so we're going to dive into the gamer community and what sucks and what doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Basically, layman's terms.
So this is a kind of a three-part episode for Rage Quit. So Ariel and I already kind of conveyed like our opinions about the best and worst video game communities. Last week, or the second part of the episode, we had another guest host who kind of weighed in, different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
A younger gentleman who talked a lot about kind of the competitive gaming scene, which I don't know a lot about.
Nope.
So he dived in with that, which was great. That was Charger. And then today we're going to get a different point of view and perspective.
Yep.
So I think we're just going to kind of dive headlong in, and we're going to let Brandon kind of take the wheelhouse. We'll definitely chime in and add to it, or if we have any anecdotes, we'll like I said, add to it and have a good conversation kind of going for it. We'd like to keep the podcast definitely very organic and very conversational.
Always.
So we're going to start off best and worst video game communities. So Brandon, like what is the best and worst video game community for you?
So are we looking for more of along the lines of like communities as far as like people who play, like people who play first person shooters or people who play like different kinds of games, or like are we looking for like certain like games themselves, like people who play Call of Duty or people who play whatever or just anything?
It can be a little bit of anything, to be honest. So you can talk very specifically or kind of niche-oriented.
There's so much nowadays.
Or you can even widen it out to kind of broader aspects. Like we could talk about social media, like how you've interacted with, say, other gamers on Twitter and how that has affected that community, maybe even specifically for AFK Clothing Co. Whatever you would like to talk about, really.
Yeah, no, and I can tell you just from, and I'll go back and tell a little bit about myself. I've been playing games ever since I was little, 4 or 5 years old. Just seeing my dad play, he used to play just like on the computer. He would play Counter-Strike, like the first ever Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike was great.
Yeah. Do you guys know what like the Command and Conquer games are? Like so he would play those, and that was kind of like my first seeing. Yeah, like first seeing video games. But as you know, I got older. I kind of just played what we played. Like the PlayStation 2 was out when I was a little bit younger, and then when I really started diving in, like, hey, I'm gonna do this. Was like around the Xbox 360 era, and so like just in my area, kind of like what I've seen is like you had like the main thing, and like this was big when I was in, as far as like high school goes, is like you had people who played Call of Duty, or you had people that played Halo, you had people that played Xbox 360, and you had people that played PlayStation.
Yeah,
and if you played Call of Duty and another guy played Halo, you hated each other. You weren't
right?
friends.
It is true, definitely of the time.
Yeah, and
then I still think that's true to today too.
It's kind of still like that, but like it's far, like I remember like if you played Xbox and there was other guys that played PlayStation, you hated them too. And it's not like that anymore. And I think that's kind of funny because those people used to hate each other. But no, as far as like communities go, man, this is you could talk about anything really. There's so much. But as far as you may start with the worst or the best.
Well, what is your personal experiences? Like, what is the one thing that stands out to you that kind of, like, hits a hard note for you, either good or bad? Or both, even.
Yeah. I'll go with the good. Like, me, myself, my favorite games are obviously first-person shooters.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where my wheelhouse is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Modern Warfare 2 days, Black Ops, that's good. One day. Mm-hmm. That's like kind of where like I grew up on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only 22, so I'm a little bit younger, but just everybody that played, I mean, you know, you would come home from school,
yeah,
you get on, everybody else is on, that everybody's playing one game,
yeah,
so you would go through games like that. So the first person shooter community, mm-hmm. Just like and used to, and we've grown away from this as far as tech, you know,
yeah,
as the new systems, the new consoles have come out. You know, everybody buys games online. I can't, true. I don't know the last time where I bought a game, like, in store, you know.
But we're a little more old school. I think we've done that a few times.
Yeah, so used to, you know, you could go to the, you could do the, you know, they go to the midnight release.
Yeah.
And you would see everybody there, like, the whole community that, the first-person shooter community, mm-hmm. So it was like a family reunion type thing, and so you would see that even though like half the guys there, I didn't know their names, I knew their faces, and I knew of them, and they knew of me, because you see them every year in mm-hmm. November, you know, cause, so you see them every year, and it's kind of cool. That's something I really miss, and so that community, the first-person shooter, mm-hmm. As far as like just in my area goes, mm-hmm. Everybody was awesome because everybody's on the same page and everybody's yeah. like, hey, you know, we're here to do this, but go ahead.
Do you feel like your community has developed since you've gotten older?
No, actually, I think it's actually started to decline because, like, as far as my area, more mm-hmm. like the southern part of the country, you know, mm-hmm. the southern states is like everybody likes shooter games, which, you know, you have people who, and myself, that like I play just about everything, you know,
yeah.
I have, you know, all the consoles and I'll play, you know, everything. And so, but like, as like, and it's a tough time for video games right now.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that there's, you know, E3, there was nothing really that
nope.
stuck out to me that I was like, this is great.
It was a weak E3. That's a valid point.
yeah. And everybody knows that. And so
yeah.
It's like as the years have went on, it really has started to decline as far as people's interest goes and as far as just, you know, what are people playing in general. Like like other than, you know, the Fortnite or Apex Legends, like I couldn't tell you anything else. Like I couldn't tell you what people on my friends list are playing right now.
True.
It's just when you look, you see just, you know, either somebody's playing a single player game or somebody's playing Fortnite, and that brings me into the worst gaming community. So
I think there definitely has been a renaissance in other game genres, and it's diversified what is going on right now.
Yeah.
And first-person shooters 10 years ago, or even 15 years ago, were in their heyday.
Oh,
I think it was like a renaissance for first-person shooters. Because I'm old enough, I remember when, you know, Doom and Wolfenstein came out and playing those for the first time on shareware floppy disks. And for me, at that time, that was... I mean, it was avant-garde. It was brand new. It was amazing. I remember my uncle at the time actually getting me into the Doom shareware discs and playing that. and it was amazing. And I think we got to live through a really great time, you know, even from then, probably 10, 15 years later, renaissance again in the first-person shooter genre. So it was like Call of Duty was kind of hitting its stride. We were coming off the cusp of Medal of Honor and things like that. And then that kind of bled out into, like, modern-day shooters with, like, the Battle Royale games with Fortnite and Apex and stuff like that. But I would agree. I think there's a lot less focus now on first-person shooters.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just if you go back to, I mean, let's see, 2007, 2008, 2009, like Modern Warfare 2, for instance. Like, one of my favorite games ever.
One of my favorites, like, too.
Yeah. When that game started to die out and people, like, they were going into, let's see, Black Ops 1.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Black Ops 1, the Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops, like, that was, like, every, when those games came out, everybody hopped on those games and everybody swapped over and was like, hey, new year, new game.
Oh, true.
And then it just, you know, one bad year, or, you know, two bad years, three bad years, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's on a huge decline, and the new thing now is, I mean, the Battle Royale now is the you know, the first person, like, for the kids nowadays, it's our first-person shooter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I definitely agree with that. How do you feel about Battle Royale games, like, on the whole? Like, those kind of communities, or even those kind of games?
No, I mean, I see when, and I'll start with, I mean, there's all sorts of different Battle Royale games out there.
And you can be very harsh and truthful on this podcast, by the way. Like, like, you're fine.
We don't sugarcoat shit. Just let it out.
I got you. No, so the first ever, like, Battle Royale game that I ever played was Minecraft Hunger Games. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. That's awesome.
No, so, I guess I started about where everybody started was with PUBG.
Yeah.
Really good game, still a really good game. Kind of, I guess, the, you know, hey, that's they got it kicked off for everybody type thing, and everybody just kind of, you know, I mean, not the same games, but the same idea.
Yeah, no pun intended, definitely the apex of Battle Royale games.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I thought that was a good game. You know, it, whatever, it had its problems.
Whatever,
got bugs
during launches.
But Fortnite. Like, I played Fortnite, like, a few days after it came out. People started talking about it because people were, starting to get tired of PUBG. And I was like, yeah, this game's pretty good.
Yeah.
This game's awesome. Well, me and two other guys, we would play for, you know, a few hours a day. And, like, it was great. And we really, like, thoroughly enjoyed it. And then one day we got on a plate, and we started shooting people. And then here we are. Hey, let's throw up some walls. I was like, don't like this. And yeah. So when the game first came out, I don't think anybody knew how to build. It was hey, here's a gunfight. Who's better at this? And so I like that aspect of it. The whole, hey, let's build the biggest tower and let's use the best shotgun. I don't like that aspect of it.
You don't like the camper type of situation.
Yeah, I mean, I like to, you know, obviously I like to run around and kill people.
Well, I mean, Anthony uses a sniper rifle and hides in the bush, so I get that. But when you're building buildings to block hit other people, it kills the fun.
Yeah, it's, like, I can see how people like the game, and if you watch, like, it's been out, what, now, let's see, 2 years, 3 years?
Oh, gosh,
I think about 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, like, the pro play, like, if you watch pro Fortnite players play the game, like, it's ridiculous how fast they can throw stuff up, and just, like, it's, I'm not saying that I'm not good enough to do it, but they're better than me. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, same here. I actually recently dived into Apex, and I've watched a lot of other streamers and friends play Apex Legends, and that's always my takeaway from it. I was like, man, they are great. Like, yeah. I am nowhere near this caliber, and I used to think that I was really decent at shooters, but damn, they're good.
Yeah. I mean, and I know I've branched off pretty far, but as far as, like, the Battle Royale genre goes, and I like the idea of it. I think Fortnite is, let's go, Blackout, like, the Black Ops 4 Blackout.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely loved it. Myself, I loved it. When I seen it that it was coming out, I played the beta. I was super excited for it. I loved it. It had just like every game had its problems, but really did enjoy that game.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Game mode.
And so if we talk, and I put that in there with like the battle, the top, I would say the top battle royale games. You know, PUBG, Fortnite, Apex. And I would even throw that in there, too, as far as throw Blackout in there. But as far as Apex goes, I know that one hasn't been out. Apex hasn't been out long at all, but a lot of people jumping in there. A lot of people hopping on that train and playing that, especially now that they came out with ranked.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely, Apex Legends in particular is like the counterpoint to Fortnite. So people who are going to jump off that bandwagon or be upset with Fortnite, but like Battle Royale games are going to Apex, and that's why that hype train's kind of moving along.
Well, I think, and that's what I was going to get to, was out of those four games, people who started playing on PUBG, the Battle Royale genre, that were like kind of like, hey, I'm burning out on this.
Mm-hmm.
And Fortnite came out, they were like, okay, let's hop on this game.
Yeah.
And then it was like, ooh, don't like this at all. And I think Fortnite kind of was geared more towards like younger gamers, as far as like, you know, younger teenagers, and that's just me. I don't know what you guys think.
No, I agree. Yeah,
my niece who's 12 plays that Fortnite, and she talks about it when she sits at night with my husband and I, and it's like, oh gosh, child.
Yeah, and it's over the top, and she's like, very young, and it's very much in her kind of zeitgeist or her wheelhouse. But I noticed a lot of people who are, you know, early 20s to even early 30s are jumping on a different kind of battle royale games like Apex and other ones.
Yeah, and like it's, if you look at like the best Fortnite players, like the I think the guy who's considered the number one Fortnite player, I think he's like 14 or 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's great. I'm glad you're good at the game.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
Hey, you don't know the good old days. You know what I mean? Like you don't,
having to blow the cartridge and get your game to work.
Yeah.
Channel 3. It's only time to get the game going. Channel 3.
Yeah. Until you've ever moved your Xbox while it was on and it made a ring on your disc and you couldn't play it anymore, you don't know what true pain is.
That is a very valid point. I think the video game industry has like, it's moved on enough where there's distinct generations, like, within our own community.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's unfair to judge different generations differently based upon that. Because, like, I'm 30 years old, so I had an NES and a Sega Genesis when I was, like, 5 or 6. And I started really gaming then. And kind of moved on from there. But I agree your point where you're talking about, you know, the best Fortnite player is 14, and that's really all they know. They don't know anything different. Like, they're just coming into, like, this culture or this online setup. And for people like you and myself, it's like we grew up and lived through, like, online gaming coming into its own. And what was etiquette, and what were good games, and what were bad games with that?
Well, I'm a Nintendo chick, honestly. That's the only games I play, and even then, same with the type of communities as well. Online's not very diverse in my community, but still, we still get those people like, you don't know this game situations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that's like, and I even heard, this has been a few years ago, I heard a guy, or who was it? It was Nate Shot. I was watching one of his streams, and he was like, and it was when Call of Duty World War II was first coming out. And, you know, that's when they went back to full-on boots-on-the-ground Call of Duty. And, like, the past 3 years... You guys play Call of Duty, by the way?
We do. Yep. We have played it, yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2 was, like, my favorites. And I platinumed a couple Call of Duty games. I haven't played the last, like, few iterations or so. But... Yeah. To prove a point, I did platinum a few of them, and I really got into Modern Warfare, that trilogy, and Black Ops.
I just played zombies, and when you glitched out and got in a corner and you can kill all the zombies, that's what I played.
I got you. Okay, he was talking on the stream, and he was like, and this is, so like, the 3 years prior to World War II,
yeah.
They were all, you know, you could... you know, boost jump and fly around and stuff like that.
That was a good one, too. I played a lot of that with my friend Red.
Yeah.
So he was playing the beta of World War II, and people were, and I personally, like, when I seen it, I was excited just because, like, that, like, I started with a game where you couldn't fly around.
Yeah.
And so he was playing it, and people in his stream were like, what is this? Like, why can't you jump? Like, why can't you, you know, jump up on stuff and fly around? And I'm sitting here watching this, and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And he's like, if you think about it, like, if you think about somebody who started playing Call of Duty 4 years ago, like, this is all they've ever known.
That's a very valid point, and it's hard for me to get into that mindset, but I completely agree. Like, that makes sense.
Like, if somebody, like, if the first ever Call of Duty they played was, let's see, what was it called? Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
If that's the first Call of Duty they ever played...
That's not really the first Call of Duty, though.
Yeah, everything after that, they're flying around. That's all they've ever done.
So when they get in the old mechanics, when they bring kind of the old school, quote-unquote, back in the game, they're like, what the hell?
Yeah. And so that was like, I was like, wow, he's right. This guy's a genius. And so,
that's awesome.
That was definitely a wow moment for me.
Kind of an eye-opener moment. You're like, A, I feel old, and B, really?
Yeah, but, it's, you know, it's tough for somebody who, like you said, you guys said your first system, like, the first ever system that I ever, like, had was, was the PS2?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a PlayStation, like the original, but I didn't really play it that much. And then I had the PS2, and
the PS2 is kind of where it's at when it comes to those type of games.
Yeah. It's the best game ever for PS2, Hot Shots Golf 4. Don't know if you guys ever played that game.
Hot Shots Golf 4 was great on the PS2.
Yeah, shout out Hot Shots Golf 4.
Hell yeah. That's going to be in the description. Hashtag.
Like I said, I'm a Nintendo chick. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I've got a Switch. I'll admit it. I'm not.
No. That's fantastic.
Yeah, no.
Hashtag not ashamed.
Yeah, no. I like it. You know,
right? It's good.
It helps collect dust.
Well, yeah, fair enough. No, I'll give you that. I played the Nintendo, like, Game Boys and stuff. I have a Switch as well, but I still like my old school handheld games.
Yeah, I remember I used to have the... God, there were so many different, like, variations of the Game Boy. The one, like, the, like, perfect square one that flipped open.
The Game DS. Boy,
No, it was a perfect square. It was before that. It was the clamshell, like Game Boy Advance. Game Boy Advance SP?
Yes, that's the one I had. I had that, and I had the original Need for Speed game on there.
Nice.
Boy. Oh, yeah. I played, I can't remember all the games I had, the first Crash Bandicoot for it.
There you go.
That was actually the very first game I got for my PlayStation 1 was Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, great games. I bought Crash Bandicoot when it came out, like, on the Xbox One and the PlayStation. I bought that Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, yeah, I got it right away, too. The remaster?
Yeah.
I got that, like, day one. What was that? A couple summers ago? Maybe last summer?
Maybe last summer. I think the racing, the...
They're they're going to release it soon, I think.
Oh, Crash Team Racing's out. Oh, okay. Yeah. I want to get that one, too.
But, yeah, it's, yeah, it's, it, back to, as far as, like, video game communities go, and this is just in
hashtag Cetra.
We'll go back to Fortnite.
Yeah.
Just because I could talk all day and destroy it.
Dude, right?
Yeah. Well, I can, here's the thing.
Go for it.
The people who play it competitively and who are, like, the best in the world, and, like, who will, you know, who make a lot of money playing it, probably.
Yeah.
Okay? You have learned how to do something that I've, like...
been doing.
I will not take the time to, like, throw up a tower and just jump around and shoot photo shotgun. I won't do...
Okay. Yeah.
Same here. That's why I don't play those kind of games.
Yeah, if you choose to do it, that's fine.
You're an equal opportunist.
Like, but where they're recruiting their players is like we said earlier, the younger kids.
Yeah.
And this is just from having, like, the clothing company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get tons, and you guys probably seen the tweets that I sent out. Mm-hmm. Like, I get tons and tons of messages every day. Hey, will you sponsor me?
Yeah.
Or, like, here's the thing. If you're going to send somebody a message that says that, and you're asking for some sort of sponsorship, mm-hmm. or some sort of affiliation, here's your options. If you're going to DM me, that's fine. But at least make it professional. If you're going to send me an email, at least make it professional. I don't care how you get in touch with me. I'll give you my phone number if you want to call me. Just make it professional. You know what I'm saying?
Are they not very professional when they reach out to you, the younger kids?
What do they say?
No. Well, the ones that are the people that I sponsor. Like I know, I can't remember if you reached out to me, if I reached out to you.
I said something on Twitter.
Because we ordered your cup.
Yeah, we had ordered some of your stuff. I really liked the clothing that you guys offer. It's amazing, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. And I said something about, like...
just ordered hashtag not sponsored.
Yeah, I was like, oh crap, I really forgot to give a shout out to AFK Clothing Co. It had been a couple weeks, and so I gave a shout out, and I said, just jokingly, hashtag not a sponsor. And then you reached out to me because I don't know why you did, but
fair enough.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take that, absolutely. But I didn't plan on that at all. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't asking for a sponsorship. I did want you to sponsor us. I should say, but that wasn't my intention.
We really do like your clothing and your brand.
It was just like, oh, I want to help somebody else out, is how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're all in this community together, and I really enjoy streaming and playing video games with other, and like having a full chat when I stream.
Yeah.
Because I get to meet new people, and oftentimes they play different games than I do, and sometimes they play the same games, sometimes they just overlap, but I get to meet new people, and I want to talk to them, and somewhere along the line via Twitter, you were definitely included in that, and so I felt actually like kind of remiss in my duties
mm-hmm.
in giving you a shout out. And then you reached out to me via Twitter, and I thought that was really cool and definitely excellent. I'm very proud that you guys are our sponsor.
Oh yes, very proud.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it, and we're definitely glad to have you. You guys are, some people, which is fine, you know, I'm used to it by now. Some people are like, they just want free stuff.
No, God, no.
You know, all and that's fine,
We talked about that actually in the very beginning, because you said something along the lines of, you know,
it's not
free. I'm going to say it like harsh, but like you said something along the lines of, I'm not going to give you free stuff. And I was never asking that, and I completely understand that.
Oh, God, no, never. We help sponsor other sponsors as well. We don't expect free things.
No, never.
Yeah, I know I told y'all, and I tell everybody who wants to do the affiliate sponsorship, like, here's the thing. If people are using your code and, like, they're buying stuff, you know, like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have all the free stuff you want.
Yeah.
But, like, you gotta meet that mark, though.
Affiliate sponsor, and then you quit streaming next week, like
exactly,
it's not gonna work. You know, if I give something free to everybody, like I'm not gonna make any money.
Oh no.
Yeah, you're running a business. Yeah,
it's irresponsible to think as such.
And there's a lot of streamers who do that, where they start strong or they appear to be starting strong, and they only stream for a little bit and then they cut out and they never come back to it.
Yep.
And it's like, what's the point then? Like,
yeah.
Even in my position as a fellow streamer, it's like, I'm gonna be unable to support you as a streamer if you're not streaming.
Yeah.
If you don't keep up with it, like, there's no way. So, you know, in your position, being on the other side, you know, running a clothing company and sponsoring other gamers, like, if they just cut and run, yeah, there's no way you could do that. Like, your bottom line would be fucked.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be making any money.
Yeah, but it's, you know, people are... Yes, if we can go back to, like, as far as the, like, people sending me messages and...
Absolutely.
That's just use my Twitter, because that's where most people... I mean, we have Instagram, too, but people do it on there as well, and I'll even get emails from the website. Like, I got one the other day that just, it just said, will you... sponsor SPONZER me ? That was and see that right there, I locked my phone, I looked at it, I locked my phone, and I just sat there and I was like, this didn't happen.
Surely
this did not. And I go to their like profile, in their bio, streamer, Fortnite, and I'm like,
oi.
And it gives their age, it's like 13,
Fortnite. Oh, God.
Sniper for somebody. I'm like, man, are you kidding? But no, I get all sorts of messages. I got one the other day that said, it just said, can I get free shirt?
That's not even a full sentence.
Yeah, that's laughable. I
screenshot all of them. I'm going to post them all on Twitter one day.
You need to. That's going to be legit.
That would be great.
I sent out a tweet one day, and this was the day after, and I was furious. And I was like, if you're going to ask for me to sponsor you, or for us to sponsor you, please spell sponsor right.
Yeah.
Like, can we at least get that far? Just spell everything right.
Yeah.
Can you sponsor me?
Even if it's going to be a one-liner, can we at least be grammatically correct?
I don't care about how many people watch your stream. I don't care about how many subscribers you have. I don't care about any of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you had 5,000 subscribers on YouTube, and you sent me a message and it said, will you sponsor me? Sponsor was spelled wrong, and that's all you said. Probably not going to happen. But if a guy that has 2 subscribers on YouTube sends me a professional message asking, saying, hey, you know, here's where I'm at, here's where my goal is, I'm going to go with that guy.
Yeah. You want the professionalism in it. It's just because you're streaming doesn't mean I'm going to sponsor you because I play Minecraft or something along the lines. You want the professionalism and the respect to be sponsor or sponsoree.
There are some Minecraft streamers who are legit as fuck, though.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to throw Minecraft under the bus. I was just an example. It's a poor example. My bad.
Yeah, you shouldn't have used Minecraft, though. You went a little too far with that.
Hell yeah! I got somebody backing me up.
I'm sorry. I love Minecraft.
I was there when Minecraft came out.
Oh, God.
Minecraft is great.
You know what, Anthony?
Anthony? Well, yeah.
He got the nickname because he irritated me. You want to start playing Minecraft till way later, so I don't hear your shit.
Wait, what?
Yeah, but like, there's actually one guy that I think he's like an affiliate sponsor that he sent me a really, like, real professional message on Instagram and said, you know, hey man, I was just wondering if there's like, if you guys offer any sponsorship opportunities. My name is this, and I stream when I can. and just kind of told me a little bit about himself. And I always ask, and I think I asked you, kind of like where, like how big your community was, what all you do,
yeah,
you know, how many watch your stream, how many people follow you on stream, and I ask everybody.
Oh yeah.
I don't care. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I remember.
It's not. I think when I sent it to you, I was like, "There's no wrong answer. Like, I just want to know."
It definitely was phrased that way when you responded to me, and I remember I was just starting out, and I had just become a stay-at-home dad, and so I started to refocus on streaming and video games and online content. I had done it before years ago, but I hadn't touched on it in a long time. But yeah, you did ask me those questions, and I remember truthfully responding. I was like, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm doing. I'm about to become an affiliate, hopefully. But, you know, I have X amount of followers. I have X amount of viewers. This is the kind of streamer I am. This is what I'm doing. I have my podcast, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think I actually did it on you, but just because we had talked for a while, but before, when I ask everybody, I go look at like their social medias, and I go look at their Twitch channel. I go look.
I really like that, by the way, actually. Like, I've kind of gone on a couple rants on my own Twitter about this, where if you're a fellow streamer or content producer, you know, whether it's a podcast or via YouTube, and you follow me, I go and check out that person's profile, mm-hmm. and I try to hit up their accounts, and I try to view their content. And one of the reasons that I've been kind of irritated sometimes, not often, to be honest, is when people will follow you, and then you follow them, and you want to check out their stuff, and you just need a few days to do so, and then they immediately unfollow you, because they just want a number. And they're not, like you said, very professional about it. Because it's like, I wasn't even given the opportunity to hear your voice or check out the kind of content you make. And I find that generally kind of irritating.
We're more than a number.
Yeah, it's like I get striving for the number. We all have goals. Like, that's fine. But I honestly want to make earnest connections and feel out a person. So I get running a company, especially the way you do, doing the same kind of thing. Like, feeling out people, going to their profiles, like, watching their content when you can, when you know, when you're not busy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in like earlier, I was, or not earlier, but the past few days, I actually was listening to your guys' this podcast.
Oh, thank you. And, oh, appreciate it.
Yeah. And I go and like I have other guys that you've probably seen them tweet out, like Sir Squad. That it's like they've got their like organization that I did their team jerseys or their team player shirts or whatever.
I have seen that, yes.
Like I'll watch their stream stuff, but I'm more meant it as like for instance, like when like I know I said I didn't do you, but like when I ask somebody, you know, hey, how many Twitch followers you have, you know, how many people watch your stream, you know, what's your social media followings like I'll go look just to see if they actually tell me the truth.
Oh, of course. You're going to know if someone's lying.
Absolutely.
Well, and most of the time, like most, in a lot of cases, they are. Like, I had a guy back, he messaged me and was like, hey, you know, sent me this, like, really, you know, good, like, really awesome message. And I was like, you know, what's your, what's your Twitch, what's your stream like, you know? What's your following like? What's your community like? Tell me, you know, social media, Discord, all that, you know, what's up? What's popping? Tell me about it. He said something like, I've got like 600 something followers on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
I stream every day or every night. I have like over 1,000 followers on Instagram. And so I go look, he's got like 20 something followers on Twitch. He's got like 100 something followers on Instagram. And I was like, and I sent him a message back. I said, not that it matters. I said, I told you.
Be no honest.
I said, not that it matters, but why did you lie?
Yeah, that's credibility.
He said, well, I thought you were only looking for people with a lot of lot of followers. So yeah. I said, I don't care anything about that. I said, I just want people who actually, like, you know, care about what they're doing and care about, you know, their stream and care about what, you know, why they're playing games or why they're making some sort of content. And then, like, I had another guy a while back. He sent me a really nice message. I told him, I said, tell me a little about yourself. I said, tell me, you know, about your stream, you know, how many followers you have. And he answered, I had already went and looked, and he had two followers on Twitch.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I said, I didn't say anything to him, and I was like, here comes another lie.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting there waiting, and he sent me a message back. He said, I'm going to be honest. He said, I think I only have like two followers on Twitch.
That's awesome.
I don't have many followers on social media. He said, but I just started streaming. I really care about what I do. I'm not asking for anything free. I just, you know, want to make some sort of connections to kind of help me grow.
There you go.
I said, you're signed up, bud.
That's awesome.
So, that is amazing. Yeah, that's really like, cool.
Oh, yeah.
It takes, like, some guts to tell somebody. Like,
especially when you have two followers on Twitch.
If I have two followers on Twitch and somebody comes up to me at, you know, Walmart and says, hey, how many Twitch followers you have? I'm not saying two. Definitely not. I'm not going to tell them the truth, you know?
Not to interrupt, but do you recall that person's name to give them a shout out on our podcast? Because I would definitely be willing to follow.
Let me see. I can go look.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. We're good.
We'll fill in the content while you're looking. Take a minute. We got this. But no, I completely agree. When it comes to people wanting to be sponsored along with streaming and communities, it comes down to honesty, community, and being together for everybody. And when you lie and boast your numbers or whatever the situation is, you come across as honestly a jackass. And no one wants to follow you because you're a jackass. And
it doesn't show commitment is kind of what it comes down to. Like, if you're going to be professional and you're going to be honest, a lot of times it's indicative of someone who's going to stick it out.
Yep.
Whether they're new or not.
Or like, have two followers and they're just starting.
They're going to try.
Well, it's like, Anthony, like you said, you know, you just... I mean, honestly, he started a couple months ago, and like, you give it an opportunity to be a stay-at-home dad and a streamer. You started with nothing.
Oh, yeah, it was zero, for sure. I really was not involved in the Twitch community at all. And now I think we're at, like, 132 followers. Yep. We've got 8,000 subs.
Yeah, and 1,000 followers on your Twitter tweets. I say Twitter tweets. I got 60. I ain't involved in this shit.
But a lot of times the numbers don't really matter to me. It's just like making those connections and growing.
It's honestly the connections that you make with the communities, regardless of sponsorships or people just saying, hey, I'm here to pop you on my laptop and get you that view.
Like, I take it this way now. Like, when I stream, like, I stream 4 days a night. Or 4 days a night. 4 days a week, every night,
how many 4 days. Up there? How many nights in a day are up there? There's only one.
When I stream, it's just like a hangout with friends, like new friends that I've made, and they dive into the chat, and they hang out and talk, and I love it. And I'm playing a video game on top of it, and there's people there, and people chime in. I may not know, but I love that aspect of it. Like, it's just meeting new people and talking.
Honestly, just before our podcast, we're streaming live on YouTube.
Which we normally don't do.
It's for our Fear Friday, hashtag Fear Wednesday, because I work so early in the mornings in my regular job. We stream Fear Friday, which is fear games or horror games that give you the jump and the scare. And people started commenting and the community with that way. It's like...
It's the first time that we've streamed on YouTube where people have dived into the chat and they've talked to us and they've been very interactive. And I'm not very... I don't know. I'm not very focused on YouTube in general. It's more Twitch and Twitter.
Yeah.
And Instagram. And it was amazing to see. It was like, oh, okay, well, we built up a big enough community...
That
it may not be huge or gigantic like a lot of the Twitch partners may have, But yeah. It was enough where when we started streaming on YouTube, like, people dived in. And they were willing to chat and talk with us. And they asked about the game. And that was really cool. And that's what it's all about. That's what I really enjoy.
Listening to me scream like a little girl. You know, the norm.
Yeah, I'll have to. I did it tonight. I know when you sent it to me instead of chart, if we're doing that, I was a little bit busy. But definitely, I'll have to come in and watch next time for sure.
You will. It's just basically me screaming and telling him to run from the critters or things chasing him.
Yeah, so every Wednesday we're on YouTube.
And then Twitch,
we don't have a set kind of time for that, but it is on Wednesdays.
Yes.
So you can dive into that. Otherwise, my Twitch schedule is on my Twitter and on my Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if there's something that strikes your fancy kind of game-wise, because I am a variety streamer, you can dive into it whenever.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was streaming every night, you know, 9 o'clock to 2, 3, 4 in the morning. And
yep.
Yeah.
Ever since the clothing thing, I've kind of put it on the back burner just because
I'm new focused. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so, but, yeah, I'll pick it back up eventually. But yeah, so just casual gaming for now. Focusing on the clothes and stuff. But yeah, everything there's going good. But yeah, I'll definitely have to make sure I check you guys out. Since you guys are awesome.
Well, we appreciate it.
We're glad to have you.
Well, we are too. Glad to have you as a sponsor. It's amazing.
So if you could describe Fortnite and the Fortnite community in one word,
can I be old and say oi?
For me, I'm going to be a little negative, and so my one word is going to be toxic.
Okay.
Like, I think there are a lot of good Fortnite streamers, and there's a lot of good Apex Legends streamers and Battle Royale streamers, and I watch them. I have friends who play those games,
so
I don't really want to deny them. They're good people, and they're really good at the games they play. For me, I have seen so much negativity in that kind of community, either via Twitter or when I've even dived in myself or tried to, that it's a little disheartening. I feel like the internet and online gaming has grown up, and for whatever reason, Fortnite...
Hasn't.
And I don't know why that is. I think your point earlier about younger people gravitating towards Fortnite is really kind of spot on. And I think it's kind of the mentality of like a 13, 14, 15-year-old.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because I'm out of touch because I'm 30 years old.
Not 15.
I've got my own family. I've got my own son. Like, most of my friends are from, you know, their early 20s to their early 40s. Like, I hit that 20-year kind of gap, but they're all adults, and I have a hard time justifying, like, the negativity, especially where I am in my life. And so, my one-word answer, like I said before, is going to be toxic. Like, I don't really appreciate that community so much.
I mean, it's not the game itself
that
I hate.
It's the people playing it.
Okay, hate. I'm not going to say. I take back hate. That's
a harsh word. I just like them.
I even struggle with saying toxic.
Yeah, the game itself, it's not... It's okay. It's not great. It's not the worst game I've ever played.
Same.
You know, but it's... I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of games I'd rather play than that. It's more of the... people who play it and the people who that's their life.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It's just, hey, I'm gonna sit, you know, I'm gonna sit on the end of my bed and rule all day while I play Fortnite.
You're a 12-year-old, you can do that.
Yeah, I've seen kids cry on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube about Fortnite, or their Twitter followers fucking plummeting all of a sudden, and it's like it ruins their life.
It's like a good example.
Well, you don't know what it is like, to be an adult. Like
a good example, I had my niece staying over, and she had her iPad. I bought her iPad when she's here. I woke up from sleeping to get some water, and she had her iPad on, and she was recording something, and I technically caught her. She panicked because she's not allowed to have her iPad at my house. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm recording on something like TikTok or whatever that crap is.
It's TikTok, yeah.
And I'm like, you're 12, turn that off, or I'm going to throw it away. I'm not going to because it's not my iPad, but I threatened because I'm the auntie.
There you go.
And yeah. Go read a book. When she's at my house, you're a kid. You don't get that crap. You're 12. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're 12.
Yeah, and it's I'm curious as to see, like, when Fortnite, like, when it finally hits its final stride, like, where they're going to go from there.
Down.
They're probably the people, they're probably all the people that are going to raid Area 51.
True. They're gonna expand and try to be like, they're gonna go to like Call of Duty or whatnots and try to like, I played Fortnite, I can play this game. Okay, you're not the right community for this game.
And their feelings are gonna be hurt.
Their feelers are gonna get hurt hard.
It yep. is, yeah. I mean, they're making enough money that it'll probably progress. Either they'll be very iterative with Fortnite, or they'll consolidate funds and finances and do like a Fortnite 2. But it will be more mainstream
Fortnite
than 2.0. A lot of other genres or games.
Sorry.
The scoff is great.
Fortnite
2.0. They definitely will right. like try to propel that brand forward.
Oh, yeah.
And I think as popular as it is, it will be a when Fortnite they get, 2
when,
someday.
When they get the Fortnite 2.5 is when they're going to fuck up.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be one of those long-lasting brands like Call of Duty.
Anyway. Like I said, mine is Oi. I'm going to go with Oi because Oi is good for all circumstances.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oi for good.
It's either going to be like one of those games like Counter-Strike or like even Rainbow Six. I don't know True. If you guys play Rainbow
we,
Six.
Oh, God, we play Rainbow Six.
Yeah, Rainbow Six is great.
It's pushing what? It's been out for... almost, what, 6 years now?
Yeah. Oh. Rainbow Six Siege? So,
like,
yeah.
It's still going strong, and, like, but, I mean, like, Counter-Strike's been out for, like, forever. And,
yeah.
Like,
oh, League yeah.
League of Legends has been out for a really long time.
And, true.
Like, even, like, Dota's been out for a while. I think it's gonna glide into one of those games that just keeps on going.
Yeah.
You know?
It could definitely be one of those kind of legacy games. I could see that, absolutely.
But then when we're older, we'll make fun of the legacy of the 13-year-old. I'm just saying. The hashtag legacy 13-year-old.
I know, it's hard to tell. It's like, there are some games that definitely, like, last the length of time. Like, I think Brandon had excellent examples. I mean, you start talking about Dota or Counter-Strike and things like that. I mean, you can even get into other genres and talk about World of Warcraft or, like, you know, things along those lines. They've existed for a long fucking time in the video game industry. And Fortnite could be one of those.
Like Call of Duty's a different situation, like, because it's, like, you've got a different game every year.
Yeah.
And, like I know that, like, games, like, they come out with, like new characters, new updates and things like that, but, like...
It's not the same, like, Call of Duty.
Yeah, for the most part, it's the same game, you know? Like Pokemon. Pokemon's like that, too.
Yeah.
They've been around
for... on Pokemons.
Yeah, they'll be here until the end of time.
Oh, God, yes.
But, yep.
I started with the original. I started with Pokemon Red and Blue, and I actually got Anthony into Pokemon. He hated Pokemon.
Yeah. And it's like Mario, too. Mario's like that, too. There's, you know, dozens of different Mario games. And it's just like
keeps
there's
going.
Just games like there's just games like that, like, or not games like as far as what I think Fortnite is going to turn into. That just stand
there's going
to
be
time.
Those legends there.
I think this is a valid point. I think we're kind of pussyfooting around it a little bit, but we're talking about legacy games in very specific genres. Each of them kind of have a foothold in a different genre. So, like, you could say Call of Duty, even though it's iterative and it's not the same Call of Duty over and over and over again, It has persisted and lasted in the first-person shooter genre. We talk about Mario. That has definitely existed for decades and is the platformer kind of genre. That is the benchmark. And it just keeps going. Fortnite very well could be the benchmark or the... I don't know, the catalyst, for granted, there's probably going to be a lot of spin-off games in that genre, and there already has been.
Spin-off games, yeah.
But Fortnite could be the benchmark in the Battle Royale genre, just like Castlevania Symphony of the Night. It made, or helped make, at least in half, the Metroidvania kind of genre, and is a benchmark for that. But we have a lot of Metroidvania games nowadays. Like, it could just kind of perpetuate. They may not be direct sequels, but it, I think, is going to provide, I don't know, a resurgence in that genre and then perpetuate it. And I think maybe even, whether there's a Fortnite 2 or not, like I said, a couple decades from now, we may look back and say Fortnite was the defining game for the Battle Royale genre, even though that mode of gameplay has existed for a lot longer.
Yeah, and like it's the whole like premise behind saying that is like you look at something like PUBG,
yeah.
And I don't know if y'all played that at all.
I've seen it, haven't played it.
Yeah, but like when it first like really took the world by storm, like it was, hey, gotta get this game. It's the best game there will ever be.
Yeah.
Well, it's still a good game. People still play it, but like it's slacked off. Just like when. Like Apex came out, I mean, it's still a fairly new game, but like when it came out, it, you know, took the world by storm for a few days, and everybody's like, hey, this is the new game, we got to get it.
Yeah.
And people did, and it's still good, and a lot of people still play that game. Like I said, it is fairly new, but like Fortnite, like when it came out, you know, it finally hit the spot, and it's still there. Like, it's, people are still playing it. And it's,
yeah.
And I guess that's me, like, the ignorance of me, like, seeing, I'm the guy every year, like, and I'm, every year when I see the new Call of Duty trailer, I'm like, this is the year. Like, this is the year it comes
yeah.
back. Like, this is the year that it will be. And I have high hopes for this year, but I've been disappointed the past few years. But like,
true,
it's like
I'm excited for this Call of Duty too. To be honest,
yeah, like I'll see.
Are you talking about how Call of Duty's name is the same as Modern Warfare?
We will.
And I'll get back to something because I really want to say something about the new Call of Duty, but I'll say it in a minute. But like seeing a game like being played, and then like it's like the hot game,
yeah,
and it coming out, people are like, oh, we gotta get it, and now. Like, I guess me seeing that, like, mm-hmm. just with past games.
Yeah.
I mean, that happened with, like, even something like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, that's true. It was a big transition from Pokemon to Pokemon Go to even the new Pokemon. I got some word for Sun and Moon, by the way, but we'll get in that later.
Yeah. Like every video, like, every game I've ever played,
mm-hmm.
it had its prime.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's everything after that is just,
so,
you know, it's just, you know, killing time.
True. Do you feel like with games without communities, like games kind of like Pokemon's give a good example, without, they have communities per se, but not like online communities, are going to eventually not necessarily die out, but kind of plateau?
What are you asking?
Like, do you think, like, other games, like, you know, they don't have online communities or don't have, like, that big community. Maybe, like, Pokemon Go does, but, like, other Pokemon games or whatever won't have that rise they need.
I don't know. I mean, like, Pokemon is a weird situation because just the... Like,
that's just an example. Pokemon, like, is weird.
Just the type of game that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for instance, like, Pokemon... Like you said, like, the online community is, like, nothing. Just because, I mean, it's just, like, everybody that plays Pokemon,
mm-hmm.
you're in, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you look at games like one of my favorite games ever, like the Far Cry game.
Far Cry is great. Like,
we love Far Cry.
Like there's no Far Cry community. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no like we all love Far Cry. That's non-existent. Like if you look at games like,
I actually have a good example for that. So I beat Far Cry New Dawn and had done everything in the game, and I play on PlayStation mostly, and so I am a trophy hunter, and I really wanted a platinum for that game, like, because I platinum other Far Cry games, and I was very excited to get that platinum. And you're absolutely right, there really wasn't an online community built into it, even though a lot of people like Far Cry. And so
myself, and I'll say this, Far Cry 3 is the best Far Cry there will be.
I agree.
Till the end of time. There will be no other game, single player game, that is ever, will ever be better than Far Cry 3.
Far Cry 3 is amazing.
Far Cry 3, best game ever, podcast ever. Let's go ahead and shut it down. No, I'm just kidding.
Heck yeah.
No, but like, and I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, don't interrupt. Don't worry about it.
No, you're good.
Like, even if, like, I was at a video game store. I'm not gonna mention the name of it, but it rhymes with it rhymes with SameStop. I was in there, and a guy was like, he brought an Xbox One back, and he was like, I can't play this. He said, it won't let me play my games.
Okay.
Like, it won't let. Like, he's like, I can't play. And the guy was like, what are you talking? The guy working there's like, what are you talking?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't have internet. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, you gotta have internet to play the games.
Yeah.
He's like, you gotta have internet to like download the games and stuff. I don't have internet. What am I supposed to do? And so I was like, man. I was like, and like that's not. And I know that's a weird situation for somebody to not have internet this day and age, but it does happen. But and I've been there too, like where I could only play single player games.
There is a huge percentage of the U.S. population that doesn't have internet or has like low bandwidth, and we just kind of ignore them.
Yeah, and like if you go back and look at like some of the best single player games, it's like just like Far Cry. There's and that's why I think that like a lot of these games like. I guess like we could say don't make it.
Yeah.
Just because there's no, hey, like we can't get on and play with the world, so this game's trash, you know?
True.
Like the other day I was talking to a guy at work. I said, hey, you ever played Far Cry 3? Mm-hmm. He's like a 16-year-old. He's 16. He's a really young guy. I was like, hey, you ever played Far Cry 3? He said he liked video games and he played on PC and stuff. You ever play Far Cry 3? He's like, what's Far Cry 3?
Oh, God.
Oh, damn.
I'm like,
that's crazy.
I'm like, man. And I had to pause for a minute. I was like, I'm not going to go on a rant yet. And I was like,
keyword.
I was like, let's just breathe. That's,
yeah, like, he's young, but it is crazy to think about that. Because Far Cry 3 of the series is the best one, I agree.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we played that together, actually.
We did
the co-op trophies to get that platinum together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was couch co-op.
Yeah, yeah. But to go back to your question as far as, like, stuff like Pokemon, like the communities there, like, as far as something like Pokemon, Mario, like, those, and I can't really think of any other examples, but it's really weird to think how did those games get such a big fan base.
I kind of agree, and I actually have like a modern example or a good anecdote for right now. So I primarily play on the PS4. One of my most successful streams and one of the games that really like propelled me to Twitch affiliate was Days Gone. That is a single player narrative exclusive game on the PlayStation. And one of the reasons that people watch me play it is because they didn't have a PlayStation. They didn't play single-player games. They were all about online or multiplayer, and they played, via their Xbox or PC. Mm-hmm. And people were very interested in seeing a game that they couldn't play and that they hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
And that's a good kind of, like, modern example of that. I think Days Gone, honestly, will have its kind of cult following or a small fan base at first. But even if... Well, it will be a Sony exclusive because Sony owns that studio, but... I think it'll get bigger and bigger, and then people will be more interested in it as, like, time goes on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that'll be, like, I really think that there, and to go back to your question again, as far as, like, single-player games goes, they'll definitely start, I think they'll start to climb as far, I don't know if community is the right word, maybe people, I guess... Maybe people that just play the game, because, I mean, I don't know, it's, people are going to, like, here's the thing, anybody that plays video games today is a streamer.
True.
That's all there is to. Everybody that plays games is a streamer, and that's just the way it is. That's why it's so hard to make it, because you can get on Twitch right now, and you can watch anybody in the world play video games.
Oh, very true.
And so, I think that more people are going to see, like, single-player games being played, like Cyberpunk 2077. That game looks really good. And
oh, yeah.
That's going to be great, and I can't wait to stream that.
Yeah, that's just going to be a single-player game. The community behind that game is pretty big, I believe. And so, I think that that's going to be a pretty successful game. But, like, just from seeing just that game alone, like, what people excited for that. I think that single player games in general be pretty successful.
Yeah. I feel like certain genres, like Pokemon is a good example, have a certain niche community. For granted, we're not online or very vocal in a sense of the word, but everybody knows if you like Pokemons.
I think we're kind of pussyfooting around it a little bit, but it's also the same kind of thing where it may not have an online component or be directly, I don't know, have a one-on-one communication or be able to play one-on-one or even a squad of four certain games.
Yeah.
But there's fans of, like, Pokemon or Days Gone or other kind of single-player narratives, like, we do try to find one another on other social media platforms. Oh, and that kind of builds a community elsewhere. Like, it may not be direct. It's an indirect community, but we do reach out on, you know, Discord or Twitter or Instagram or, you know, wherever, whatever your social media platform of choice may be. We do find one another and start to follow each other. I mean, for me, a good anecdote maybe, with Days Gone, I really like that game. I stream it. It helped me be an affiliate. But I found a lot of people on Twitter, even though that's not an online game, who do virtual photography of Days Gone. Oh, yeah. They cherish the music of it. They're doing the challenges or the survival mode of Days Gone.
There's more to community than just playing the game.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I find that really interesting, too, because it's like, that's a kind of a further step in that kind of community. It may be a single player, but they're, like, finding other ways to reach out to one another and talk about the things that they love.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have, and, like, if you see, like, the, like, as far as, like, let's just go back to and use Pokemon, like, you have people that, like, will go above and beyond for that game. Like,
there are
people out there that would lay down their life for it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy. But, like, you know, people are dress up, people, you know, like, have costumes and stuff like that.
Cosplay,
you. You know, there's just games that don't have that, but, you know, it's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. It is. I feel like that's a good community, too, with the cosplay and just general communication and community, and not necessarily just online games, but with everything. If you can have that good communication and saying, you like Pokemon? Cool. You like this? Cool. It's just that communication and positivity is what we all need.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
And going back to you saying something about crossplay, if I will say, I will say something positive about Fortnite. They like, for the longest time, and this is, I mean, being my 15, 16-year-old self, like, always wanted to play with the guys that play PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
Not because I wanted a PlayStation, just because I wanted to play with those guys and see, you know, see if they were good.
Yeah.
And so, but Fortnite, they really honed in. They can bring everybody together because, I mean, you can play with, you know, Xbox and PlayStation with PC, and then they also, you know, throw it on the phone, and you can even play it on the Switch. So it's the first game that I've seen that brought it to everything, and so they are the pioneers as far as that goes.
They're the Oregon Trail of the game. We'll get there.
There are a few games who definitely have been pushing kind of the boundaries in that way.
Yeah.
And Fortnite is definitely one of them. And it's definitely a good positive mark. I think Rocket League is another one.
Oh, yeah.
We're just trying to be very inclusive and have everyone involved and just play a game you love. Be competitive if you want to, or just play casual if you want to, but everyone is involved, no matter what platform you're playing on.
Everybody.
Yeah. Like when I think they already announced, like, cross-play for, like, the new Call of Duty game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
or, like, I guess for, like, I don't, did they announce it for just, was it cross-play for PlayStation, Xbox, like, cross the...
I think the first year. For... Okay. Call of Duty Modern Warfare, their newest one. It's just PlayStation for now.
Oh, no. It's not a timed exclusive, but I think, yeah, the online communities are going to bleed over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And, like, I heard somebody say one time, they're like, man, that's so cool that all the systems can play together. He's like, ever since I've been wanting to play with all my friends on computer. I'm like, you have no idea how long I've waited for this.
I know, right?
Yeah, so that's shut your mouth, you know? But yeah, that's cool that they're finally doing that.
Finally getting there.
It's a long time coming.
Oregon Trail has evolved. We don't know how to steer it.
But yeah, I think we've ventured off a little bit from the worst and best communities.
It's a good... combination.
No, it's
though.
Good. We definitely prefer to have this podcast be very organic.
Oh, yeah. We may have a subject, but fuck, we left field that shit all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the first half of this podcast is definitely about worst and best gaming communities.
And then we left field it because it's fun.
And then, yeah, we definitely went tangential, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
And
it's still wrapped
obviously
up.
This is not posting now. So I can alter the title and the description of it to kind of correspond as such.
Yep.
But, sweet. But if we're still going, I mean, I could talk for years.
I think we're going to wrap it up now, though. I think we went... for a fair amount of time, but we had a great podcast.
Oh, man.
However, I will say that we'll have you on again, for sure.
Yes,
I better be on for at least 9 or 10 more episodes.
Oh, absolutely.
More than that. We got a lifetime, yo. You're stuck with us.
Yeah, so Rage Quit is definitely, like, taking off. Not in the way I thought it would.
In Germany.
in Germany in particular, which is weird. But in general... Rage Quit is actually doing really well, and we have people who want to listen, and they want us to do different kind of things, and we've evolved the show as we've gone on.
Always.
So, absolutely. We will definitely have you on again, and we'll hit all sorts of different subjects.
Different topics.
And I'll make sure and tag you on Twitter when we, you know, post our topic for the episode.
Yes, and then you can chime in what you want to be included in or what you want to be promoted on.
And then we'll just have you on as SNL would say, like, as a regular player.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'll be our regular guest host that you'll be on every few episodes.
Oh, yeah.
I gotcha. Well, awesome. Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. If you don't mind, when you tag me, just tag my... You can tag both my... Or you can tag, like, the clothing company and my personal... Twitter,
always.
You don't
yeah. No, absolutely. I definitely will. So this episode is not going to be out this Friday, but it'll be out next Friday.
We're always a Friday behind.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so we're a week ahead always, just for production's sake.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we'll take you in it on Twitter. It's Rage Quit is accessible via CastBox,
mm-hmm.
which is our hosting site. And I always kind of shout that out because it has kind of a community or, like, social aspect built into it. So you can, like, comment and you can like and favorite via CastBox. However, I am getting it out there more and more. So it's via iTunes and YouTube as well mm-hmm. right now.
Gotcha. Awesome.
Yeah. All right, well.
And we'll keep it going. I'm going to spread it out to Google Play and
Moogle everywhere.
Yeah, wherever I can get it is kind of what it comes down to.
I think I was listening to on Apple Podcasts.
Good.
We just got accepted on that.
Yeah, we actually just like launched that just like a week ago.
We did.
Yeah.
So iTunes has like a kind of a strict policy where you have to have at least 3 episodes. You have to be consistent in your postings.
Yep.
And then, obviously, an RSS feed to submit to them. And so, that just launched. So, that's amazing that you listened to it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Gotcha. Well, good deal. Yeah. Yeah, great. I had fun. I enjoyed it.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I think it was a great podcast. Even if we strayed, I think it's awesome. Like, that's the whole point of the podcast.
The whole point of the podcast is straying, going to the left field, and see how green the grass is.
Yeah. Wherever the conversation leads us, kind of an attitude. Well, I'll close this out, and then I'll let you promote your stuff, of course.
And wrap it up.
So, my name is Anthony Schultz.
My name is Ariel Schultz.
You can follow me on Twitter at Anthony R. Schultz, and you can also watch me stream at AS Inquisitor on Twitch and YouTube.
You can follow me at Merhobbit. I ain't there. I'm there, but I'm not entertaining. But follow me anyways.
What do you got for us, Brandon?
Oh, Brandon. I guess I'm headed out, guys. But Brandon, owner of AFK Clothing Company. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at AFK Clothing Company. You can follow myself on Twitter and Instagram at Mr. Tibble Skills. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
We'll have you on again.
Brandon is our official sponsor via AFK Clothing Go. So, if you want to head on over there and buy some merch, I would definitely recommend it. They have some kick-ass stuff. I've got the green baseball tee.
I got the girly cutout tee. Tank top.
Yeah, I need to get a picture of you guys.
We will.
Yeah, we're planning on it, trust me.
And we got the coffee mug.
Of course. We've got an AFK coffee mug as well, and we're definitely going to buy some more stuff. But if you head on over there and throw in ASI for AS Inquisitor in that promo code box, you get 8% off.
Yep. We look forward to hearing from you, as always. Cheers.
Wait, you guys code is for 8% off?
Yes.
I think so.
Oh, fuck,
yeah.
Awesome, thank you. 10%
works. We appreciate it.
Okay, well, head on over to AFK Clothing Co.
for ASI for 10% off.
Yeah, even better.
Okay.